America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an incredible change we've had in 24 hours. Breezy, much colder today, a brisk day. High temperature may not make 50 degrees. We may make the upper 40s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder, though. Then partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 38. Tomorrow, our high will reach the low 60s. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon and evening shower somewhere, but most of us stay dry. Sunday is beautiful. Really nice. High in the upper 60s. Lots of sun. Sunshine. Then more rain Monday with a high near 70 and periods of rain and thunderstorms much of next week. We could see significant rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The National Weather Service confirms an EF1 tornado hit Marengo County south of Demopolis early Thursday morning. The Marengo County EMA says a woman was killed in the storm and her husband was injured when their mobile home was destroyed. Montgomery police make an arrest in a January homicide. 26-year-old Anthony Stoddard is charged with murder in the shooting death of 25-year-old Demetrius Richards. Stoddard is in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. And Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey has asked that the bond be increased for the MPS teacher charged with sexual abuse. Bailey has requested Michael Bradley's bond go from $8,000 to $250,000. Bailey says Bradley poses a threat to the community. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances, up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $18.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, gas extra, see store for details, valid through February 26th.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage. mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis over here at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River. We jumped right to the news on the river this week, y'all. We're excited to bring Eden Brent back on Sunday afternoon. That's right. For our live music this week, Eden Brent will be back in town, a beautiful voice, a beautiful piano player. Gonna get some good old Memphis boogie-woogie and some low-down Mississippi soul blues music. So we'll have a good time. Y'all check that out at CapitalOysterBar.com or go to the Facebook page. You'll see a menu of the food. We cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, grilled, any way you like it. Got a killer ribeye steak, good old gumbo. We got something good you like to eat. We also got an RV park down here on the river. That's right, you can bring your camper trailer down here and stay with us for a weekend or a week or two, however long you'd like. We'll be glad to have you. We'll feed you up good. We got a pontoon boats we rent out, so you can come down here with your family, bring your camper, or bring your own boat with you. We just got a lot going on the river, so get on down here, check it out. Y'all, we've been missing you. Come on soon and come hungry.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now,
Here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 208 points. Yesterday at 6:30 in the morning, it was 74 degrees. Today at 6:30 in the morning, it was 35 degrees. Right now, it's 43 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Almost a 40-degree differential between in 24 hours. That is amazing.
It truly is.
I mean, it was cool. I was taking the garbage out there. Did not, because I got deceived because I left my heater on in my bathroom, so my house was warm. So I just walk outside, short sleeve shirt.
Right.
That was stupid.
Right.
He's frozen to the garbage can here. So how you doing today, big guy?
Doing well, doing well.
We got a lot kind of going on here. The the Trump, I think, is going about to do a presser here, see what he's got to say. We may tune into that. We have the feud of Nancy and Donald, have Christine Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's daughter. You're going to see the apple did not fall very far from the tree on this whole thing. We've got new polling data in New Hampshire where we have the Buttigieg surge, where he's 1 point behind Bernie Sanders, and Joe Boom Boom Biden is in fourth place, not doing too well.
Yeah, I think Biden's pretty much done. No firewall or no firewall, I think Biden, donors will start flocking away from him very quickly.
Yeah, let me tell you what, I don't think he's going to be able to raise any money, and therefore he's going to be out of money, and he's going to be hat in hand trying to get money for South Carolina.
Right.
And what he did is he dumped a whole bunch of money in Iowa. Boy, that didn't work out for him. He was putting money in staff. He moved his staff from Iowa to New Hampshire, and they were putting money in New Hampshire, and then this poll comes out? That's a big, uh-oh, we're in trouble now. So I'm not sure how he does this whole thing. You said Michael Bloomberg's going to be in lovely Montgomery, Alabama?
Yeah,
Monkey
this
Town?
Saturday. I haven't read into the article, but from Alabama News Network, Bloomberg campaigning in Montgomery this Saturday.
Is he going to go and buddy up to Mayor Reed again?
Well, I'd imagine so.
Talk about guns and...
Yeah, that
you
last...
You don't shoot a bad guy with a gun, with a pistol. You wait till the law enforcement gets there, and he shoots him for you.
I just don't feel comfortable with the hoi polloi having, you know, their own firearms.
That's nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. Okay, so this new polling is out, and Buttigieg has surged up 12 points, and Bernie's staying basically the same. And I think Bernie's got the Roy Moore effect. I think he comes to the table with a group of voters. And I think that group of voters represents about 23% of the vote. And they're energized. They're going to show up. But Buttigieg is actually getting the regular New Hampshire voter that's out there. And they leaving Biden and going to Buttigieg.
And also with Liz Warren, I don't think all of...
In the next door state.
I don't think all of Elizabeth Warren's voters are strictly progressive Bernie voters. I think some of them, let's say suburban women, also go to Buttigieg. That's my guess. Because Buttigieg did very well with women in Iowa.
Interesting. So we still are trying to pick up the pieces of Iowa. Let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talking about Iowa.
Democrats say they have finally reported all the results from Monday's caucus. CBS News cannot call a winner. The delegate count shows former Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders essentially tied for first. The Democratic National Committee chairman wants a recount to assure voters the results are accurate. Ed O'Keefe is covering the upcoming New Hampshire primary. Ed, is the recount likely to happen?
The recount would have to be requested by one of the candidates by this afternoon. And as of now, we have no indication that's coming, especially from the two candidates who are actually winning. One of them, Pete Buttigieg, found out last night during a town hall meeting that he'd prevailed by just a tenth of a percentage point in the delegate count.
Well, it's fantastic news to hear that we won.
Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders are claiming victory in the Iowa caucuses.
We did very well. We won in Iowa.
Even saying so before the Iowa Democratic Party released the final results late Thursday.
If that argument is about electability and the ability to win, we just had the first election of the 2020 process.
So what I want to do today 3 days late is to thank the people of Iowa.
Why not let Iowa finish counting first before declaring victory?
Given the fact that we have waited 3 days, and now there is the talk of another recount, you know, maybe we might want the decisions of the Iowa caucus before the November election.
And as I always say on polls, we're not looking at the numbers, much we're looking at the trend. And the poll that I just cited has is the Boston Globe, Suffolk County. But in addition to that, the WHDH Emerson poll, Emerson was 7 points off in the Iowa piece. They basically have Sanders at 32, Buttigieg at 23. They were off 7 points off of the Iowa poll. They kind of typically are 7 to 9 points out of kilter. So we're looking at the trend. So Buttigieg definitely is moving, definitely moving in the right direction. Biden is definitely not moving or dropping in both of those polls. He is 11 points in both polls. And Warren is 13 in both polls. So the differential is, where is Bernie's vote compared to Buttigieg's vote? And like I said, I think that Bernie has got a kind of a cap out. I think he brings voters to the table, but he does not bring enough to come up with 50% of the vote like Donald Trump basically did in some states such as South Carolina. So it's going to be interesting to see how he lasts here. Let's listen on to Ed O'Keefe on our results and then moving on to New Hampshire.
With 100% of precincts now reporting, the results show Buttigieg with 26.2% of state delegates and Sanders 26.1%. But Sanders leads Buttigieg in the popular vote by more than 2,600 votes.
This was, a major league failure.
Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez says there were errors reported in a number of Iowa precincts and a re-canvass is necessary.
I want to make sure that every Iowa voter knows that their vote was counted.
But Sanders and Buttigieg want to move on and are looking ahead to Tuesday's primary.
I think we have an excellent chance to win here in New Hampshire.
Recent polling shows Sanders on top with Buttigieg closest behind, followed by Senator Elizabeth Warren, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Senator Amy Klobuchar.
New Hampshire is a state that has never been told what to do.
Right.
And we've got to earn every vote and earn a win on Tuesday night right here.
Another potentially critical turning point comes tonight when there's a debate here in Manchester. Seven of the candidates on stage together before a full weekend of campaigning ahead of Tuesday's primary.
That debate could be interesting tonight. It was the debate of Ronald Reagan and George Bush at this exact time in New Hampshire, where the famous Mr. Green, I paid for this microphone, his name was really Bream, and happened, and that catapulted Ronald Reagan to a 2-1 victory that was there. So I tried to find some tape of that, but and somebody that kind of tells the story. It was not shown, there was no TV in New Hampshire at that time, and it was the way the news reports covered it, and They thought that was pretty sexy what had happened. I remember when he said that, Dave Fisher said, "Start the motorcade, we're about to leave." And it, we ended up not leaving. He escorted the other, and it was Howard Baker, Bob Dole, Phil Crane. Escorted them on stage because Reagan wanted everybody to be on stage, not just Bush and Reagan. And so that being feisty basically did it for him. Let me go to a break. Jim, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call call Paul or Chrissy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, Skip Zillow, call Millow.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
It's good to be aboard with you nice folks.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, the Democrats have got a problem that they haven't even thought of yet.
Oh.
I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. Let's say that Mayor Pete Buttigieg gets to be the next president. Now, I'm from New Jersey. This is how I know these facts. Who's going to be the first lady?
His partner.
How do you smooth that over?
You don't. Can you imagine being sworn in? He'll be sitting there holding the Bible, and then they'll do the traditional kiss after he's sworn
in. That brings a tear to my eye right there.
I can tell. I can tell you're broken up about that.
They're as screwed up as Hogan's goat. You know that?
Well,
they really are.
Let's just say it's a new time in America, but that is the reason he will not be president of the United States is I do not believe he can garner the black vote. I think he can get some black vote, but I don't think he won't get the lion's share like has happened before. Or he may get the lion's share, but it will be a very reduced number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I thought I'd bring a little laughter to you today, but I don't think I hit the mark, did I?
No, you did a good job there. So how are you doing?
I'm good. Still retired, and my wife lets me go out and do a job when I'm good. So that kind of makes me happy.
So
I like to work.
So what do you just do, cherry pick the really good jobs?
No, there's no such thing in my business, cherry pick. I like it all.
How do you do? You're a hardworking guy.
Well, I have my days.
I've known you for a lot of years.
Yeah. It's been good times with you, Dan.
Well, I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate you being the dedicated listener you are to the show.
Well, I am. Thank you, sir, and have a good day.
You too. Good old Joe Jim, my electrician friend. Let's listen to Peter Ducey in New Hampshire talking about the campaign.
Bernie Sanders is doing something he couldn't do in Des Moines.
So what I want to do today, 3 days late, is to thank the people of Iowa for the very strong victory they gave us at the Iowa caucuses.
Sanders is the leader in Iowa's popular vote.
When 6,000 more people come out for you in an election than your nearest opponent, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
But Pete Buttigieg leads with state delegate equivalents and says he won.
To be fair to Senator Sanders, he and I, as these numbers are coming in, are neck and neck. But the vice president's quite a bit further behind.
Today, Joe Biden isn't campaigning anywhere. Last night, he spoke emotionally about helping young people overcome stuttering the way he has.
So what I say to anybody out there and any of the people you work with, young people who stutter, I'll give you my phone number, not a joke.
Since Biden is off today, rivals are responding to recent attacks, like Sanders.
I don't criticize him. He calls himself a democratic socialist.
Let me tell my good friend Joe that when we're dealing with somebody like Donald Trump, who lies all of the time, he will pin any label that he wants on any candidate.
And Buttigieg.
Is he really saying that Obama-Biden administration was a failure? Pete, just say it out loud.
The bulk of the credit for the achievements of the Obama administration belong with President Obama.
A Monmouth poll and a Boston Globe Suffolk University poll both find the top four as Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, then Elizabeth Warren. Michael Bloomberg isn't competing here, but may soon join the debate stage because of recent DNC rules changes. And if he does, the DNC might get an earful.
I think that is an absolute outrage and really unfair. People like Cory Booker or Julian Castro or Tulsi Gabbard, who work really, really hard, they were excluded. But they're not multi-billionaires. That's wrong.
Elizabeth Warren still has a lot of interested New Hampshire Democrats turning out to see her. And the pressure is on because for months, rival campaigns have been telling us they are worried that Warren from next door Massachusetts or Sanders from next door Vermont could have a home field advantage here in New Hampshire.
It's going to be an interesting debate tonight. I wasn't looking forward to this, but the fact that Biden has been practicing for basically 2 days and has been not doing many events, and he basically has got Saturday, Sunday, and Monday to do things, I'm wondering if he's doing it to try to prepare himself for somebody hurting him or if he's trying to hurt somebody else and trying to get a skill level up for that. And then the other part is, the guy to watch tonight will be Buttigieg, in my opinion. If he stays down the center, he gets attacked, he responds, but he didn't go after anybody else and plays it right down the center and talks about how moderate he really is, I think that's going to be the key for him. And then I think he can pick up another 5 points out of that. And one thing I know about New Hampshire is that the trend is your friend in New Hampshire. If the trend is breaking for you, then that means New Hampshire is breaking for you. Let me go to a break. Sam, coming back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Certus, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. More American evacuees from China are back on U.S. soil, sources telling Fox News. They're on two State Department charter flights.
They were holding over in Vancouver, Canada, and Travis Air Force Base, the two planes, due to two persons of interest, one on each plane, showing symptoms of the coronavirus.
Fox's Andrew Smith. The number of worldwide infections, according to World Health officials, has surged past 31,000. And an appeals court throwing out a lawsuit challenging the president's businesses.
The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Senate and House lawmakers do not have the standing to sue the president over allegations he violated the Emoluments Clause, which prohibits presidents from accepting things of value from foreign governments without the approval of Congress.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. No word if the Democratic lawmakers who sued plan to appeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well,
hi, everybody. What an incredible change we've had in 24 hours. Breezy, much colder today, a brisk day. High temperature may not make 50 degrees. We may make the upper 40s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder, though. Then partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 38. Tomorrow, our high will reach the low 60s. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon and evening shower somewhere, but most of us stay dry. Sunday is beautiful. Really nice. High in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Then more rain Monday with a high near 70 and periods of rain and thunderstorms much of next week. We could see significant rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I was walking. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, how are you, my friend?
Dan, I'm doing well. I'm standing here trying to warm up by the heater a little bit. This wind outside, it'll just cut right through you.
It really will. I tell you, I went out. I had work crew coming over today, and we were outside kind of looking at some different things, and it was cold.
Yeah, I remember you said you were getting some work done. This is it. This is where you bundle up, and you just have to get after it.
Yeah.
Well, that being said, I've got family on the property out here on the farm this weekend. It's the last weekend of deer season, but there's too much wind. Nothing's moving today, though. It's just too much wind. And I'm thinking about going deer hunting tonight during the debate. I got to fuel the truck up and get the spotlight out. Wait a minute. That ain't right.
Let me tell you, game wardens listen to this show, so you better be careful.
Yeah, gun hanging out the window. But it could be worse, though, because, you know, sister, she'll be sitting up on the hood.
Are you a big deer hunter?
No, sir. Occasional. I've been completely lost. My friend, Dan. I shared this with Greg a couple days ago, and the more I think about it, the more I like it. Presidential race. Who knows? Bloomberg, Buttigieg, Bernie, all those guys. But I was thinking about vice president. A guy named Doug Jones. I think he'd make a good vice president candidate.
You think so? Ryan Kerry, the state of Alabama?
Yeah, man, he's clean cut, southern boy. He would contrast against any of those other three. You know, it'd be just be the total opposite of it. And plus, you know, he's gonna need a job for too long. And it just that anyway, that was my feelings on that, and I thought I'd run that by you.
I like that. It's don't think the odds are very high, but I'll go with that.
Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to call and say, hey, enjoy your show.
Thanks. Yep. The piece of legislation's coming out. It's going on the fast track. It's going to go in a hearing to abolish the auditor's office.
Really? Where did that come from?
The people who don't like a particular auditor. And his grandstanding.
Interesting.
I haven't seen him in a while. Normally you see him at the Vintage Year with some other friends that are there on a regular basis. I haven't seen him in a long time. So we'll see what happens. It went back and looked at the Pelosi thing. Went back and looked at the Trump thing. The Trump thing was really good.
At the White House.
At the White House. Yeah. He in the East Room. He was really good. And the Marine Guards behind him, where they took the door and they came... There were the side boys, and then they moved, and then they did the about face and marched off. I thought that was pretty cool. Whoever is doing their military interaction stuff does a really good job. It kind of took it on the chin in the George Herbert Walker Bush, certainly took it on the chin during the Obama administration. Mm. Clinton didn't use it very much, and George H.W. Bush was pretty good with it, but it's really neat to use that, to have them. It gives you a whole nother level of look for these things. Okay, so let me do this. 2020 Democrats on the ropes here. New polling for New Hampshire.
Seven Democratic presidential rivals will debate tonight in New Hampshire before its first-in-the-nation primary. Two new polls show Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg fighting for the two top spots. Iowa's Democratic Party says all precincts in that state are now reporting results from Monday's caucus. And those results show that Buttigieg and Sanders are in a virtual tie among state delegates. Jane Sanders, the senator's wife, spoke with the circus co-host Alex Wagner about Buttigieg declaring victory before all the Iowa numbers were released.
What was your feeling when Mayor Pete went out there and said, basically, I'm the victor?
He said, we have emerged victorious.
I think candidates do what they have to do in order to move on. I mean, he needed Iowa. He needed that to move on. And the fact is, they both had a good night, and others did not. But we're confident that Bernie will end up being victor.
And Alex Wagner is also a CBS News special correspondent, and she joins us from Manchester, New Hampshire. So we have this new polling. It shows Buttigieg and Sanders front runners, if not favorites. What does that mean to the rest of the field?
It means that they are in the fight of their political lives. And I think you're seeing that reflected in some of the rhetoric coming from the Biden campaign. The Warren campaign knows that they need to do well here. And it reflects fundamentally two realities, Tony. The first is, you know, up until this point, this has very much been a jump ball. Democratic voters were shopping around. They weren't sure who they wanted to support. This was anyone's race. After Iowa, it is a different story, and it reflects the second truth, which is that Democratic voters also want to coalesce behind someone. They see the president amassing a war chest. They see him with all-time approval ratings highs. They see the Republican Party consolidated around this president, and they know he is going to be a formidable adversary in 2020. And therefore, they want to find their nominee, and they want to get behind him or her.
So they want to find their nominee. I tell you, again, particularly looking at the Iowa numbers, that vote turnout was so dismal compared to what they thought it was going to be and how they hyped it. And I think New Hampshire's going to be the exact same thing. I think it's going to be a number that will be lower than it was in 2016 or equal to, which basically means that they're going to lose. So they, and so the philosophy is, well, we need to have a leader. Well, so which one would you want to settle on? Let's say it's Bernie. So you go into the dance with Bernie? Let's say it's Buttigieg. Are you going to the dance with Boot? Let's say it's Biden. I think we may see Biden kind of mess up tonight. I think he's going to be overly worried, overly cautious. He's going to not have that kind of free-willing expressions that he does, and he's going to look like he's holding on to the bat too tight. So therefore, you swing and miss every time you do that. So let's continue on here with this person talking about Elizabeth Warren next door. Do they really like her?
So we've got Elizabeth Warren in third place in these new polls. You might think she would do well there. She's from nearby Massachusetts, where she's a senator. But I happen to know that some voters in New Hampshire call Massachusetts Taxachusetts. And a lot of her policies involve raising taxes. So right now in this campaign, this primary, is New Hampshire make or break for Elizabeth Warren?
I definitely think it is. I was with the senator last night at an event, and I asked her, I said, look, you came in third in Iowa. Is there nothing your campaign wants to do differently in the state of New Hampshire? I mean, especially given the stakes at hand. And, you know, the Warren campaign is resolutely on message. And she said, look, I'm not employing fancy political consultants. I'm out here fighting the same fight I've been fighting my entire life. It is clear that she believes her message about big structural change is the thing that is going to stand her in good stead with Democratic voters. And she is sticking to that message. Is a very different approach than Joe Biden.
And here's something to kind of note is that if Elizabeth Warren does come in a distant third, just right in front of Joe Biden coming in fourth again would be detrimental to him.
Yeah.
But here is the media market that everybody listens to in New Hampshire is Boston Media Market. It floods everything. There's one media market, I think it's Manchester, is the only place they have a TV station. They didn't have a TV station when I was there in 80 and 84. But so they've got a pretty good dose of Elizabeth Warren. If they put her in third, that's, to me, a rejection. It's not like they don't know her. They do know her.
Yeah, it's interesting whether you look at what's happened with Biden in Iowa, and it seems like the trend. It's, you know, that what's that Yogi Bearism? It's very tough to make predictions, especially about the future. But it seems to be the trend. With Biden, with Warren, the same effect of people not listening to the media when it came to how they completely damned Trump to hell. I think it's happening in the way they've tried to uplift Warren and try to defend Biden through this whole impeachment. Even Democratic primary voters aren't really listening to the national media.
But don't you think they're kind of walking away from Biden now?
Yeah.
Exactly. I've noticed now in the last 24 hours, they've definitely moved. They're kind of like, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
They're using, you know, things like his campaign's on the ropes and will his firewall work?
Oh, right. That's their style. They'll run away as soon as it'll look bad for
them. Run away. Let's continue on here. We're going to do talking about Biden on the ropes.
Speaking of Biden, Alex, his campaign had a big summit yesterday. He called it Iowa gut punch for him. He's running a distant fourth in this poll. What are the stakes for Biden here now?
Huge. I mean, this is someone who was for a while a presumed front runner. And to come in fourth in Iowa and to have high stakes in New Hampshire, Joe Biden is laying it out on all on the field, and he is being in quintessential sort of Biden overshare, is saying, look, I need this. If you guys don't come out for me, my candidacy could be over. There's a lot of hyperbole in American politics, but in the case of Joe Biden, if he comes out here with a third or fourth place finish, I think it spells real trouble for his campaign, not just in terms of support, but also dollars. I mean, Joe Biden has limited funds left in his war chest, and he needs the donor class to be convinced that he has stakes. Power.
And so you need the money for South Carolina. You don't have any money. I mean, typically what happens is you have a win or a good showing and you raise a whole bunch of money. I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of numbers Buttigieg and Sanders throws out there. And Biden spent a bunch of money in Iowa in that last week and it did him no good, which tells you it's not the dog. It's the dog food.
Well, and it's, I guess you and I get this, Dan. I think a lot of people listening do. But just trust your own eyes. When you watch Joe Biden in a Biden event or Biden on the debate stage, does that look like a guy who's actually going to win the presidency?
I tell you what, I was looking at some stuff of him 4 years ago. He is a changed man.
Yes.
He is really aged.
Well, and we can, politics is you know, rough and tumble sport, but I really start thinking about what it's like. I can't imagine, but I can kind of. What it's like to lose a child to brain cancer and go through the emotions of that and then say all of a sudden, yeah, I'm going to pick back up and run for president. It just, it shows. It's age, and it's also, I think, some of the stuff he's been through.
It really is. Let's go to a break. Coming back, more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
I was walking down a one-way street, just looking for someone to meet. One woman who was looking for a man.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, you know, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham, and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, I know that she...
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, we're giving you plenty of runway to land the bird here. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great.
Hey, you know that commercial that just ran, I would take a green investment, must be Green Track, over in West Alabama, connected with them.
Yeah, I was thinking that myself, but I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, so, hey, you know that the Porch Creek Indians, they bought a Class 3 casino in Philadelphia and one in Aruba last year. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not.
Yeah.
Well, now, because the one in Philadelphia, Mississippi, was owned by the Creek Indians there. So they sold it to the Porch Creek?
I guess so. I was at church one day. I think it was maybe late October, early November. And one of the parishioners was sitting behind me, and he was talking with someone, and his wife works for the casinos. And he was saying, yeah, she's on a trip right now, you know, to Philadelphia to a casino there that they just purchased. They said they also purchased one in Aruba. So, and I was like, wow, so they are making some serious money.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're running scared, you know, if they're trying to buy off the state before they even get a chance to vote on it.
So. Yeah, and I hear that the governor is not on board with this at all now.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, she was talking to him.
Yeah, on the situation with you know, the Democrats, if Sanders ends up being the nominee, how many people do you think, Democrat wise, are going to be willing to pour serious money into his campaign against Trump when he would probably be the least likely to make any kind of a real showing against Trump in an election?
Sanders is known for his small donation type people and can raise $50, $60 million. But the problem is when you're at Trump's level, you know, you're raising $300, $400 million.
Right.
And I think that, and here's the question, what would the DNC do? Would the DNC take their nominee and do the support for them that they would normally do? That's worth several hundred million dollars.
Right.
And
right.
I'm not sure that they will.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think they'd probably, you know, throw a pittance at them, but I don't think they're going to throw, you know, the war chest at them, because I think they know they'd just be basically throwing it to the wind if they did.
Well, and the other part is you don't want to perpetuate that the Democrats are the socialist Democrats.
Right, exactly, yeah. Because, you know, and the thing is, Trump, you know, if Sanders ends up the nominee, all that Trump has to do when they have their first little get-together is, America, here is a communist. If you want your, if you want your country to be like Russia or China or Venezuela, vote for this guy. If you want to keep your money and have control of your life, vote for me.
Yeah.
That would pretty much end it right on the spot.
Yeah, and the a real problem that the Sanders people have is just like I was saying in the Roy Moore, I think they have a cap, they have a ceiling of how much support they have. In a primary, and particularly if you're running against somebody that you don't particularly like, you're either willing to not get out and vote, and that helps Bernie out, or you entertain and you get a 10% drift over to Bernie. That right. is not going to happen in big enough numbers to make a difference in the general election.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think that a lot of the Democrats in general, you know, those that were voting for, say, Buttigieg, Warren, you know, Biden or any of the others are going to show up at the polls in a general election if Sanders is the nominee.
Yeah, and also the urban, suburban white female, you know, what are they going to do? Because that is the linchpin vote there. If they feel that their economic future is in question, And these are not people that are on the receiving end of government. They want government to help them and not hurt them. And
right.
They don't want it to. They don't want to be held up by government either.
Right.
And
right.
I think that would be the biggest thing to for a Donald Trump huge victory.
Yeah. You know what? Do you know what Bernie Sanders did prior to getting into politics for a living?
What?
He wrote short story porn novels.
Porn novels?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to tread lightly with that, but let's say there are certain fantasies he wrote about.
Yeah, yeah. and he
go,
made an
Joey,
and I've heard it quoted. I have heard it quoted from a news source.
Okay, wait. So what you're telling me is Donald Trump is going to get on stage with Bernie Sanders and read one of his prose that are there?
Yeah.
And it's there.
Yeah. It is?
Oh yeah, and he actually quoted this. I heard it quoted in a online story about him that was covering his background. And if this is brought out, he'll lose the woman vote in a hurry. And the quote was from
oh,
him.
Oh no!
During,
you're kidding me.
So this period,
Bernie Sanders rape fantasy essay.
Explain.
Yes.
This is from NPR.
Yeah. And you should read the quote that it's you know, the quote is that it's every woman's fantasy to be gang raped. Now, can you imagine in our culture today, if that gets out into the mainstream, what that'll do to him?
There's a whole bunch of this we couldn't even read in, on the radio.
Yeah.
Here.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a commentary on gender roles, NPR writes. Yeah, I'm trying to sit here and peruse this quickly, David, without just straight up reading it.
It's rather odd. And you think that's what he did, what he was thinking back then?
Well, you know, and I'll be blunt, David. It's one thing for, say, like Gore Vidal to write this in the 60s and 70s,
right.
But you're running for president, especially
yeah.
in this day and age. You know, the Weinstein trials is getting over.
Oh, yeah, the woke
era.
Community.
Yeah.
I mean, they will eat him alive if that gets out in the mainstream.
Yeah, one of the things I can read here is a woman enjoys intercourse with her man as she fantasizes being raped by three men simultaneously.
Yep. Pretty unbelievable.
I can see Trump reading that off the debate stage.
I would have that silver bullet in my holster.
So you know how they'll do the Donald Trump, you get to ask Bernie Sanders a question. And so Trump goes, Bernie, what did you mean when you said
yeah.
And Trump would be the one to do that.
He would.
You know, you could.
Because
I could see Trump saying, you know, Bernie, aren't you the one that always says there's always too much of everything?
Well, and here Bernie is. His new line is the most dangerous president we've ever had in history.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
NPR is trying to, and I can see the point. Here's from NPR. One way to read the essay is that Sanders was doing in a supremely ham-handed way.